In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Happy Foot Sad Foot, your LAFC gateway drug and the only LAFC podcast that had a host die in Tropical Storm Ophelia. I'm Darren Miller.
And I'm Vince LaRosa, because you get it.
Rest in peace, Travis. Sorry. Welcome to our preview of two LAFC matches, the first at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, September 27th versus Tigres for the Campeones Cup, followed by an MLS match versus Real Salt Lake at 5 p.m. on Sunday, October 1st, both at BMO Stadium. You can watch both on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV Plus, and the RSL match is the free match of the week there. And of course, for both matches, we'll be live streaming our post-game call-in show 10 minutes after the final whistle at youtube.com/@happyfootsadfoot. Subscribe now, get notified when we go live. Also, if you enjoy the show and you want to help us keep making it, become a friend of the foot by clicking on the Patreon link in the show notes, pick up some Hafo Safo merch by going to happyfootsadfootpod.com, or just share it with a friend, rate, review, whatever you want to do.
Later in the show, we'll count down the definitive ranking of hardware an MLS team can win in a given season. And as always, we're going to talk about all the storylines from the matches. And I'm going to make a bet. I'm going to actually make a bet, because I'm watching. And I just want you to know that even though I have not put any money in the pot, if I win, I'm taking the money. But first, you guys have tried to skip it for ages, but people have picketed and we reached a tentative agreement. It's time for listener mandated banter. Darren, are we going to be able to do this? Because I don't know.
I've never spoken to anyone except for Travis, so I don't know what to do here.
We don't know each other in real life. So you've never seen me in person. I know we've never met and shook hands.
That's true.
Maybe you've seen me from far away.
That is a funny thing. We've never actually met in person. That is so crazy.
Isn't it?
Wow. Well, you live, is it doxing you to say that you live in Long Beach? Is it okay
no,
for people to
it's
know
a
that?
Big city.
Should I cut this out?
Although maybe I'll lock my doors tonight. Actually, when you live in Long Beach, you lock your doors every night.
Is that true? I'm in Burbank, so we're straddling the city in a way that is pretty difficult logistically. Although BMO Stadium is pretty much the exact midpoint.
We planned
it. I don't know if it's much of an excuse. We did reference it slightly that the AMPTP and writers have reached a tentative agreement, which is pretty cool. Obviously, we'll see what's in the terms, but this isn't a podcast about that. We just support the writers and are very excited.
Yeah, what's your take on that? How do you feel about that? I want a hot take. You're going to be like, I wish it went on longer.
This sucks.
You're like,
No, it's very exciting. Everyone's kind of waiting to see what the details are, but the WGA has a democratic process to vote on whether or not they want to go with the terms that are being presented. The implication is that they're great, so hopefully they will be, and then hopefully this whole thing will be over and everybody can start making awesome stuff again.
Well, I'm sure some people are unhappy, probably the studios, first and foremost.
Honestly, my guess would be like the very few studio heads are like the only people who are not. Honestly, even they must be happy at this point because they're just like hemorrhaging money.
Right. They're still
think of anyone who like loses in this situation. Their egos might be the only losers here. It's just like they had to be like, fine.
Fine. I guess the fact that I make $25 million just for saying yes, no, I don't like you. That's it. Wow. That's a tough life. You know what? Actually, everyone's mental health is important. I shouldn't judge. No, actually.
Sure. Even their mental health. Yeah. But some might argue maybe not, but we don't know. Who's to say?
I adopted a dog. We talked a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. We should talk about that. You adopted a dog.
I did. He's okay. I swear, the past couple of days, because I've spent a lot of time with him because Cody's been tattooing, I had him in a spot where I felt like we have an understanding, you're learning things, and then I kid you not, in the last 24 hours, the guy is like, everything that you taught me, faking it. I was told, he's like, I honeypotted you, you this has nothing to do. he's like, now I live here. But Disco, he's good. We still love him. But we got a ways to go.
You said that in a way that like that said so much more than those words. That
you're a father. You understand these tones.
I love my children. No, I have a dog who's 8 and has definitely unlearned everything that we've taught her. So I know where you're coming from there.
He's pretty good with most things. People know we have cats. The cats have been fine. So if anybody's worried, the cats are totally fine. That's not the problem.
Oh, that's good.
It's the barking. The guy thinks that he's lived here for less than a week. And he's like, I will protect everything in this house, guys. Don't you worry.
Oh, that's good.
I've got it.
That's good, though. That's security. That's your. He's doing his job,
I suppose. This has to be enough banter. So, Darren,
we've reached quota. Okay. Well, as what I like to call a post-casual LAFC fan, I love following the club, but I got to be honest, it puts me in a bit of a bind. I'm paying close enough attention to see the ups and downs, the lineup changes, and the tight table that I'm craving more. I need to dig deeper. But also, I know it's a slippery slope. I don't have time to obsessively research every corner of the internet every week to keep up with everything. I have a job and a wife and kids at home and bills that come via regular mail, so it's pretty hard to keep track. That's a lot to lose. And I know if I'm not careful, this club can take over your life, your emotional well-being, your personality, your whole psyche, even the whole outside of your head, too, if you're soccer head. I've lost good friends to LAFC, and I've realized that's actually super helpful. So now I get those friends, Travis, the human LAFC crazy wall, and sometimes Vince, soccer brain? We'll workshop it. To eloquently and efficiently break down the most insightful and important storylines beneath the surface of each week's matchup so we can all enjoy them so much more in a segment we call Storylines. I always reach for my drink when that song comes on, and I looked over and my drink is empty. So that was actually a sad rendition for me.
That's a tactical error. Well, I was going to say, and you've now proven my point. What's become the most fun of this podcast is watching you guys like vibe more and more and harder each time you hear that song. Like, I swear one day there's going to be like strobe lights and all kinds of other stuff going on in the background when you guys are listening.
We should keep
song.
Up in the ante. If you're just listening, you got to start watching. It's going to get crazy.
Well, Travis isn't here. And I think that you are going to be the one that's going to take the brunt of this, because I'm going to tell you this. You're probably thinking right now, Vince is a substitute for Travis. Vince is probably going to put on a movie like a normal substitute teacher would. But I'm not going to take it easy on you. I have the storylines. I'm ready to go. I can do this.
Oh, no.
So you can't take this one off. So
but I knew it was going to be a sub and I didn't do the homework.
Oh, well, this one's going to be tough for you. Actually, we're going to start out with a really tough question right at the top. Dear, what do you love more, your home or the things inside of it?
Oh, no. Why? No. Yeah.
While you think about that answer, the reason why I ask you is because LAFC has a game in midweek, because they always have a game in midweek. However, this one does not count at all for the MLS standings and for their playoff position, which I know you guys care probably immensely more about, but we got to take a little break for Campione's Cup. And so what I'm asking you is, this is it. A trophy. It's a trophy, guys. Mm-hmm. It is a trophy. So like if they win, they will at BMO Stadium get to raise a piece of silverware in front of the fans, which is always fun. I don't care what kind of trophy it is. I don't care what it's for. Good times. However, Sunday, they'll play RSL, who is only 2 points behind them. And we have been talking these past couple weeks about how LAFC barely has a grasp of its own playoff spot, let alone home field advantage. So, Darren, now that I've laid it all out for you, what is more important to you? Is it the trophy cabinet? Is that what's going to be more important to us? Or should we defend home turf and we want home turf because we want it in the playoffs?
Oh, boy. To me, this all rests on like, it really is tight enough at the end of the season that you can legitimately say that it's a big risk to the MLS Cup.
And by tight enough, you mean the tight table.
It's a tight table. Yeah. The table's really tight. It's a tight table.
Well, let me put this caveat to you because LAFC is going to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to be bad enough that they're going to fall out. So let's not worry about that.
Look, I'm going to say the home is more important. And I think it's because LAFC's record at home versus away is a real Jekyll and Hyde situation this year.
It's pretty bad. Most MLS teams are like
they have a losing record away.
Sure.
Is that normal?
It is pretty normal. Home field advantage in MLS is pretty strong, which leans into your point. It is an actual real advantage. Where in a lot of other leagues, it gives you maybe that slight edge. You know, like when you watch NFL, the team that's at home is already -3, right? Because they're like, yeah, home is worth 3 points.
Sure.
It's a much bigger in MLS.
Yeah. And I mean, if they can't win away, then they're not going to win in the playoffs if they're not at home.
So what you're saying is you would trade having a cup and being like sixth or seventh. You would rather be third, have no cup, and then we still don't. You're not guaranteed anything. You're just going to have home field advantage.
Look, you're going to try to win every game. Obviously, we've tried to win every piece of hardware we've come across this season. It's not like we've thrown it out. I guess you could argue with the U.S. Open Cup. So they'll still try. I don't want to like throw the match, but I don't want to throw away MLS Cup. If I can only have Campeones Cup or MLS Cup, I want the MLS Cup. Okay. So yes, we should try to have our cake and eat it too.
Well, there you have it. Darren does not believe in the team if they have to play road games. That's what we've come
honestly, I'm almost there. That's almost true.
You're not alone. But that segues nicely into our next storyline. So if you want to prioritize, you want home field advantage, it is another midweek game. And we've talked about how this team has played more games at this point in the season than it did all of last year. That includes playoffs. That includes MLS Cup. So the headline here is, how do we shuffle lineups? We saw them shuffle a little bit against St. Louis. We saw them really shuffle even the formation against Philly. Will moving the lineups cost LAFC a cup? And I'm asking you this because I feel like every time LAFC changes something, we're starting from scratch. That's kind of been the roller coaster this season. So you're saying that the cup is not as important to me. Would you rest players knowing that maybe to get them up to speed again against RSL, you're risking that?
Here's what I think. This is actually a positive thing. I'm going to prove this. I think lately, even though they've been two 0-0 ties in a row, I think lately they've shown strength of depth in a way that they haven't earlier in the season. And the RSL game is at home. So I think they actually have a good chance to hedge and succeed. I think they can start their, 1B lineup in the Campeones Cup and have a good shot at winning and then have a good shot, whichever you choose. I think it can go either way. You can not start your best lineup both matches.
Let me ask you.
And potentially win both matches. I think they have a good shot at that.
Okay, let me ask you though, what do you think actually happens?
I feel like he's going to go for the cup, especially since he rested people last game. What are you resting him for?
Well, I do.
Two games from now?
Yeah, right? Like I will say some of the lineup decisions against Philly were kind of smart for the way they wanted to maybe play the game. Like having really fast guys up top in a game that's could be transition heavy is smart.
So maybe the schedule actually played into their favor?
A little bit, but I agree with you. I think no matter what we say here, where it's like maybe you go like a mixed lineup and see what you can get out of the cup so you can have your strongest lineup on Sunday. I think it's going to be like the 1A lineup. I think because just at the end of the season. Yeah, because it's just so you can have something.
I think people will react to this that in a way that's totally valid, which is like, shut the fuck up. Campeones Cup, it's the winner of the MLS Cup and the winner of Liga MX. Sure, it doesn't mean as much now that League's Cup is a thing, but the glory aspect of this matters. Proving some kind of supremacy matters as much as anything. Why are we even talking about this? I think that's valid.
And I always say, look, any trophy you win, it's an accomplishment. Celebrate trophies, go wild. Cause I think that's the fear. Don't celebrate too much, guys. Everyone will laugh at us. Who cares? We have the trophy. But to that point, you know, and this is a little tease, we'll talk about just how much glory that really is as we rank the cups and how crazy you should get.
I think we're just illustrating how much of a knot we've tied ourselves in. We need to untie that in the next segment.
Yeah, we'll take care of that.
Okay. But the MLS Cup is important. So what do we do?
Well, luckily, that's not your or mine decision. But speaking of MLS Cup, I planned this one specifically for you, Darren, because you're a numbers guy. You are the numbers guy on the podcast. From what I've heard, you are the guy to go to for numbers. How do you feel about magic numbers?
Oh, boy. That's so funny because the whole 6-point swing thing is something that for those who listened to previous episodes, I just had to admit that I've never quite gotten it. You just kind of pretend you get it. Magic numbers is another thing that I've kind of half pretended to just get because everyone seems to just get it. Mm-hmm. And I think at one point I did genuinely get it. I'll give you an attempt.
Okay.
The magic number is the number of games that you have to, like, if you win this number of games, it doesn't matter what else happens. You're in.
Generally the case, but in soccer, don't forget, like you said, it's about points.
Or is it points?
Right.
Okay.
So for MLS, it does look, magic numbers kind of exist, but it does get a little bit wonky because there's so many other things. Then there's tiebreakers, like the first tiebreaker is number of wins. Then it's goal differential, things like that, that can't really be factored into, wins can kind of be factored into magic number, but let's just put it this way.
There's like a magician who's like, I swear this works every time. It just, right. This is the first time it didn't work. Right.
But officially,
this is normally your card.
Yes, normally. It can only be true if there's an exception.
It was a tie. You have to understand. There was a tie.
And officially, LAFC's magic number is 5. So that means if LAFC gets 5 points the rest of the way, no matter what happens anywhere else in the league, they're going to be in the playoffs. Where it gets wonky, and the part where we're saying maybe this way, is magic numbers are a combination of things. They're not always just you. Like you said, it's if you win, a team loses. It's kind of like a 6-pointer, Darren, because if your magic number is 2 and the team right below you loses and then you win, you wiped out that magic number.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
Because you got 3 points.
Okay, now you're blowing my brain up. No, don't go with the points here. We were just talking about straight wins. I was just trying to give you kind of the baseball.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Oh, no. Okay, 5 man. Points. Okay. So LAFC, no matter what, 5 points.
Back.
However, the combination, where it does get weird is the combination comes in. The Galaxy and Minnesota United factor into this. They're the teams that if they drop any points, so any combination of LAFC gaining points and Minnesota United Galaxy dropping points that add up to 5 means LAFC
playing. Oh, Okay.
So let's say the Galaxy tie.
We can get help getting to 5.
Yeah. So let's say LAFC beat RSL, 3 points. So now that magic number is down to 2.
So it's a gap, the magic number.
Yes, down to 2. Okay. But if the Galaxy in their next game lose, that would mean that they missed out on 3 points that they could have had. That now takes that 2. Bam, done. Galaxy out. LAFC, no matter what, LAFC will finish ahead of Galaxy.
Okay. I have to say, I'm getting this, but it's mostly just very sad that we've moved so swiftly from what's it going to take to win the West to what's it going to take to make the playoffs.
I hate to break it to you guys. The West is gone.
Stop that. Really?
Well,
The
amount of points.
Really?
Yes. The amount of points that St. Louis can end up with if they were to max out is 62. The most points LAFC can end up with if they max out, they win every game here on out in the league play, 57. There's a 5-point
gap. But what's the least? Like, what if St. Louis loses every remaining game?
I mean, they're still 8 points ahead.
Yeah. So they could lose every game and we could win every game and then we finish ahead of them.
Well,
we're not mathematically out, is all I'm saying.
Yes, you're a much more optimistic man than I am. Let's just say this. The most points LAFC can get is 57. St. Louis is already on 53.
And we all know a Campeones Cup is worth 10 points, right? In the MLS standings.
Oh, we're back to the drawing board. All right, let's start.
I make up the points now.
Let's start again with magic numbers. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
Let's go to the last storyline. This is one I think we can all sympathize with and we can all understand this. The last two games, LAFC has scored 0 goals. They've also They've also given up zero goals. So that's sure. a good thing. Let's keep sure. that. We like that. We like that for Maxime Crépeau. That's a good thing. Let's keep that side of it. However, LAFC needs to score goals. Darren, this is something I think even you can understand as a math guy. You have to score goals to win.
I'm not a math guy. Yes, you do, definitely.
But
right.
Darren, here's the catch. We're playing Tigres. This is a revenge game, first of all. Revenge to the CONCACAF Champions League in the bubble of Orlando, when LAFC was up 1-0 and ended up losing 2-1. The player that scored that game-winning goal, by the way, is still on Tigres. He's very good. His name is André-Pierre Gignac. He's one of the best goal scorers in Liga MX history. He's 37 years old and is still near the top of the goal scoring charts. While Tigres just defeated their biggest rival in Monterrey, and I don't think I have to remind you, we lost to Monterrey after being up 2-0.
I'm not sure. Is that sure? Is that what I am? Don't remember. I remember it very differently. So
it was a moral victory, but we did end up losing. They beat Monterrey 3-0. And if you're wondering, they may or may not care about this because a lot of people are saying, well, it's not really a real trophy. Well, guess what? They're in third in the table, and their next opponent after us, so their next opponent in the league is Mazatlan, who is near the very bottom. So I don't think they're going to have to worry about having maximum effort for that game. So Darren, let's not worry about who wins or loses right now.
Can we score?
Are you confident that we can score against a Tigres team that is stacked?
Yeah, how's their goalie? How's their defense? What's their deal?
Their goalie does magic. I don't know if you remember from the League's Cup game, but during one of the penalty shootouts, Nahuel Guzman, who is their goalie, was pulling string out of his mouth. He had handkerchiefs in his nose.
Oh, yes, that guy. Oh, shit.
It's that guy. Yeah, it's fucking that guy.
Oh, man, I like that guy. I gotta hate that guy. Oh, man.
You have to love and hate him at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna. I mean, playing against him must be annoying as hell. I got to watch neutrally.
I'll say this. If we don't score a goal and he does magic in the same game, I will really fucking hate that guy. Like, how?
I think he's going to be very easy to hate if you're playing against him. That seems like what this character is. He's easy to love if you have no horse in the race, and very easy to hate if you have to be on the opposing side. Man, okay, so yeah, we've got our work cut out for us.
Yeah, they also have pretty good defense. And like I said, Gignac he's incredible. 37 years old, still doing it, still scoring goals. He's one of those guys that, like, he doesn't need much. He scores in a lot of different ways, and he's the type of guy that you could be like, hey, Gignac hasn't done anything for 89 minutes. Oh, he just scored the game winner in the 90th minute. Yeah, he's that type of guy.
All right.
I'm kind of thinking maybe that 1A lineup is going to be necessary if LAFC is going to score against Tigres.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll see what happens. When we come back, we're counting down the cups. And we're back. After winning last year's MLS Cup, LAFC has been thrown into a whirlwind of extracurricular cups, tournaments, and shields, creating a roller coaster of high hopes, disappointments, and insane roster and schedule shuffling. And throughout the season, debates have popped up as to what's most important to focus on. It's time to finally make sense of all this, so we're counting down and debating, if necessary, a definitive ranking of everything you can possibly win as an MLS club. And obviously, everyone will agree with what we come up with here, settling all debates once and for all. So let's do this. Vince, we have a number of pieces of hardware here. Let's count down from smallest to biggest accomplishment that we care the most about, right?
Two things, though, before we start. For everyone, you guys can't see this, but I have a list in front of me. And Darren did the courtesy of not only putting all the info together, but he actually has the actual trophies, which is very cool. Because I do think...
Yeah, that's important. Design is a factor.
I think design is a factor. I think it's important. There's some trophies that you look at, you're like, I just don't really want to win that. Like, Darren, have you seen the MLS Cup trophy before this current one?
Yes.
Hideous.
Yes. I would say, because I grew up watching MLS, I sort of took a break, I guess you would say, from MLS. And I would say the aesthetic, let's just call like the 90s MLS aesthetic, was just truly atrocious in every way. Like, everything aesthetically about the league was terrible. There was nothing good to say. And that's fine. They're finding their footing. I don't know when the trophy was redesigned, but it does look awesome now.
Yes,
I would think.
It does. It does look a lot better. So I thank you, Darren, for putting that together. And I wholeheartedly recommend, as we do this list, that you go and look at the trophies so you can actually see it. The second thing I want to say is no one has ever done this. I'm pretty sure no sports show has ever done any kind of ranking of any kind. It's not something sports shows normally do.
This is fully original.
We are in uncharted territory here. We are doing rankings. And I personally, I think more shows should try this.
You know, I think just no one's thought of it.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure. Just no one's thought about a sort of countdown format, you know, we're the first to come up with it.
Trailblazers. Just absolute trailblazers.
Yes. Yes. And so we'll continue here. What do we start with here? What are we going to give in the spot of who gives a shit in this ranking?
Well, I think it's only fair because you did such honestly, when I saw this list and I saw this name in here, I was like, oh my God, he went deep. You have Copa Interamericana, which is an old tournament. I read the rumors, Vince.
Yes, I did the work.
Used to contain pretty much all of the Americas, which would be honestly awesome. But I personally just have to put it here because it's just rumored. As you have it here, TBD, rumored to return in 2024. We haven't heard anything about it. I can't rank highly a thing that doesn't exist.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I agree with that. And I'll say I did the work of putting all the information together to have it all in one place for us for this. And I saw that there were some reports that this looked like it was going to come back, but I don't know enough to know how trustworthy any of those sources are. So
that's
it might all be bullshit. Who knows? It does seem like a great idea. It's the top clubs from CONCACAF and CONMEBOL.
Also, it'll need
it, which
it'll
would
need
be huge if it happened.
Free rework, because that trophy does look like something that's like at your local Elks Lodge.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It really, that's perfect. It is an Elks Lodge trophy. Or like when you're watching old footage from like old World Cups. Mm-hmm. This obviously isn't the World Cup trophy, but we're watching like soccer highlights from the olden times. You're like, and this is the trophy they won.
Yes.
This trophy is in black and white, even though it's in color.
The base is just
It's also like, it's kind of British. We're talking about the Americas here, but it's like a British looking trophy. It's like I feel like we're going to win it by playing cricket or something.
True. Yeah. If you told me you played cricket and won that, or what's the sailing, the America's Cup. Like if you told me you did sailing and that's what they gave you.
Yeah. That's a
I'd
good
be like,
one.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Totally. That's
or
totally
even go it. Past or even go past there. And it's like a highlight trophy, maybe.
Yeah. Ooh.
I don't know. We could traverse the globe here. It doesn't fit for what it's going to be if it exists. That's for sure. Okay. So then what's next? Now no more cop outs.
Yeah.
That's number 7 on the list. Okay. Yeah. Number 6.
Now the list of actual trophies that actually exist that we have gone now as we play in Campione's Cup, we'll have contested all of these trophies. Actually, now that I say it, I'm just going to Campione's Cup. We haven't even done it yet, Darren, but I just feel like it is what it is.
Would you have put, can I ask you, would you have put this here if League's Cup didn't exist?
Oh, that's a good question.
I feel like without League's Cup, this shoots up the list.
I think you're right. Because I will say that the people that keep saying like this is just a one-off game, yeah, it is because we don't have time in the schedule to play a bunch of
other games.
No, it's
like adding a championship that didn't exist before to to fully built out brackets before.
Exactly.
It.
Exactly. You don't just luck your way into this game. So there is some prestige on it. Like give it, even though we have now put it as almost the lowest of low, we should put a little shine on it because you know, you have to win things to get here. It's not like LAFC is going to ever come up against Juarez in the Campeones Cup. Sorry, Juarez.
We kicked them while they were down in the game, and now again. Yeah, if we're deciding, like, who's the definitive champion of both these leagues, the Leagues Cup is just a way cooler, mm-hmm. more impressive format to win it. Also, the momentum dies. Maybe if we had our schedules matched up in a way that, like,
right.
we play our championships, and then, like, the next week, now the two winners play, that would be, maybe number one on the list. But it's, like, these rosters aren't even the same. These aren't the teams that won what got us here. So, like,
actually, that's
sure, it's great, but that's just compared really to everything point. Else.
Yeah, it's been so long since either of these teams did what they did to get to this game.
We're playing Chicho the game after this. He got us here. Yeah.
Do you think he'll watch?
Okay, what's next? I hope so. Does he still like us?
I think he does.
Maybe he'll come back someday.
I mean, I don't know if he likes you and I, but it seems like he likes the greater LAFC.
Yeah, he went out for cigarettes a while ago. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe not the front office, but he definitely likes the fans.
Yeah. All right, what's next? It would be U.S. Open Cup, no?
Yeah, that's where I'm going to. Because we said the Campione's Cup is maybe just a different, slightly different version of Leagues Cup. Maybe Leagues Cup is just one rung up, but I had a lot of fun in Leagues Cup, so I feel like Open Cup has to come before Leagues Cup in this list.
Yeah, I mean, I think Leagues Cup is both like a good amount of fun and exciting and like prestigious. Mm-hmm. And for me, U.S. Open Cup is just like just the fun and exciting kind of. I would say I enjoy as a viewer a U.S. Open Cup maybe more than anything. Like it's the closest thing we have to promotion relegation. The story of – I actually looked up for putting this table together. I looked up like the actual eligibility requirements to be in U.S. Open Cup, and it's just like an application. Like
it is.
There's very few – you have to have like a field that you can play on that meets regulations and like, you know – at least four teams in your league. It's insane. Anyone can do this.
Right.
And that's amazing. So as someone watching soccer, I think that would be my number one. But as far as like how impressive it is to win, like how good you are if you win this trophy, it's lucky to be this high on the list, I think.
Well, it's the same reason why the FA Cup in England has lost a lot of its luster. It's just a top level trophy now. Like only the best teams, only MLS teams win this trophy. Like, yes, we had a surprise last year where a USL team got far in the competition, but I don't think a USL team has won it. And I should have looked this up since 1999. Like
it's just fun.
It's just fun. Yeah. But it's an
anomaly.
You know
what? Beating out now that we put some extra shine on Campeones Cup, now it's kind of impressive that it made it up this high in the list.
That's true.
Like it's so fun that it catapults it past Campeones Cup, which is the winners of each league. So it should be fine there. It should be happy.
I think it's in its right spot being somewhat in the middle of our list.
Okay. I think this is where we get into the thick of things.
We've already kind of given up that we think Leagues Cup is one place better.
Yes. Right. Leagues Cup is next. I think we can agree on that. We've talked about how fun and exciting it is, and it also is a high-level competition. The three remaining that we need to debate here are the MLS Cup and Supporters Shield and CONCACAF Champions Cup. Okay, what are you putting at number three?
I have a lot of people that aren't fans anyways. I'm just going to go out there. I'm going to say it. MLS Cup is three. I know that everyone... I wanted so badly LAFC after coming close to finally win MLS Cup, and they needed to have it. I 100% agree with you. You got to have it. We've already said you want to win everything, but in my hierarchy of things and the way they keep toggling the playoff format, just MLS Cup, it's not about, I don't know, it's definitely one of the most exciting tournaments out of all these, but not, it doesn't have all the things like the best team and the best trophy. It doesn't do it for me the same way the other two that we're going to get to do it. So I know that I'm going to be alone here because everyone would say, look, if you had MLS Cup 2 and you had CONCACAF Champions League 1, people would be like, oh yeah, I guess we can squabble over that. But me putting it 3, I think a lot of people are going to think I'm just straight up disrespecting MLS
Cup.
That's
tough. I'm not there with you.
I'm going out on a limb there.
Third.
Again, okay.
I can't agree with you on that. I get what you're saying. And at the same time, CONCACAF Champions League, I guess has to be first. Like, you have to, obviously it's like you win and you get a berth in this bigger tournament. So that is more impressive. But to put it third, what are we doing here if it's not that? You know, like, why does MLS exist if the cup isn't the biggest thing you can win?
Fair. And I think I have to qualify why it's third by telling you what my second is. Second to me is the Supporter Shield. And I will.
So you have CONCACAF Champions Cup at number one.
CONCACAF Champions,
which I think is, I think that's champion, not. Yeah. I mean, that's fair. It's like, oh, you won the MLS Cup. That's cute. How about this? Like, how can you argue that that's like a bigger deal?
And I will say,
and the whole like FIFA Club World Cup thing that is like a whole nother level. Like, these are that presents a pretty clear hierarchy. Mm-hmm.
And I do say it somewhat begrudgingly, because like what this is all getting to is like the Super League. Like, all we care about is international competitions with the best teams, and no one's going to care about leagues anymore. It's like Champions League is the only thing people care about in Europe. And now I'm saying, yeah, the most important thing, even more so than your MLS Cup, who I put at three, is CONCACAF Champions Cup. Let's not get into that. I just think that the reason why I have MLS Cup 3, and I've told people this, and I'm not alone in saying this, and this is another name that people are not always fans of, but Matt Doyle says this as well. I love the Supporter Shield because of this fact. If you win the Supporter Shield, whether balanced schedule or not, and I know that's the big thing. People are like, well, you're not the best team. Fine, whatever. You have the most points. So that means that most likely week in and week out, when you and I sit down to watch games like we did a really shitty 0-0 game against Philadelphia, instead, you're normally winning those games. And I like winning a lot over the span of 6 or 7 months versus just winning over the span of a month. And that's why I put Supporter Shield above MLS Cup, because I just feel like, look, you could be ninth. We could be spending 7 months hating this team and being like, why aren't they better? Why aren't they better? Only so that we can have a month where we just get to celebrate. It just doesn't sit right with me.
Okay. We're on First Take now, because here's where you're wrong. That's bullshit. Look, that's what playoffs are.
I wish you ended right there. That's bullshit.
And that's our show. Look, that's what playoffs are. That's the whole beauty of playoffs. If you're, yes, ninth, if you can squeak your way into the playoffs, that's why there's that many slots to make the playoffs. We've deemed that to be the amount of slots that gets you there.
Even if we just keep adding more?
Yeah, even if we keep just adding more. And sure, that's not as big of an accomplishment as winning a Supporter Shield at that point, but it's a tournament. Winning the tournament is, yes, it's compressed into a month. It's a high-pressure situation. You're winning in those high-pressure situations, especially if you're lower on the table and you're coming in and you're beating higher-seeded teams, which is even more impressive when everyone's going all in and playing their best players and you're a 9-seed beating a 1-seed or whatever it is. That's huge. You're winning a tournament. That's a way bigger deal. And it's literally the thing that the whole league is built around. I mean, some teams are also saying, like, we don't care as much about the Supporter Shield. We don't have to win every game.
Yeah, because
we're
going
to make sure we're in good shape. We're going to make sure we're in good shape to win the cup, which is literally like, we're going to build a league now. The point of the league is to win the cup. Like, that's like the first, when you decide to have a sports league, that's the objective of the league.
I don't know. It sounds like a cop out to me. Now that I'm looking at this list, CONCACAF Champions Cup is one, and like I feel like we're just obligated to say that. I don't know.
So there's an argument to be had to put CONCACAF Champions League at third, MLS Cup at second, Supporter Shield at first?
Yes. And then that's completely okay.
You know what that is? That's you leaning even harder into your argument.
Yeah, I might have gone.
That's
too
you
far.
Saying fuck a cup.
Yeah, I might have gone too far.
You're saying fuck a cup. I just want to see a team consistently perform as well as possible, put on the best show possible, show how good they are for as consistently and as long as possible for a season. A good season is more impressive and more prestigious to you than a compressed, manufactured set of circumstances that result in hardware.
Yeah. Nailed it.
No, I think that's a totally fair position. That's completely wrong.
I'm on that island.
You are absolutely alone. I'll bring on the hate. Everybody who's listening and watching, let them have it. I think you're totally wrong.
Hey,
I think
there's an interesting. Tell your friends to subscribe to the Patreon to just hate on us more.
Please subscribe so that you can just fuck Vince up. I think there's an interesting argument to be had to say, yes, the CONCACAF Champions League is cool, but we're a team built in this league for this league. We want to win this league. That's what we should be. That should be our first priority. Mm-hmm. And that should be the thing that we care the most about. And the CONCACAF Champions Cup is a gravy thing. It's like, oh, we played so well. We did so well with the objectives we had that we get to do this now. And this is just an interesting, awesome opportunity on top of it. And obviously the competition's harder and it's like maybe a bigger deal, but I think there's a good argument to be had to say that it kind of should be treated as a gravy thing, as opposed to like, all we care about is CONCACAF Champions League Cup. Winning the MLS Cup is there to be a means to that end and nothing mm-hmm. more. I understand both sides of that. Personally, I'm okay with that side of it. I think that's where I stand, which is you want to be the best club in the world. That's what you're going for. And of course you need to win MLS Cup as part of that trajectory. So you better go do that.
While I agree with you, you want to be the best club in the world. I hate to break
it to
you.
It's not possible.
No MLS team will be the best club in the world, at least not anytime soon. But that is a much different podcast for another day.
I feel like we kind of just covered it.
Because even thoroughly. If you win, I'm going to get enough hate for this, for what for everything that I've just said here. Actually, let's erase this episode. Let's just
No episode this week. All right. When we come back, we're going to make some bets. And we're back. Now it's time for a segment called Bet It and Forget It.
Bet It and Forget It.
Every week, Travis and I end the show with a bet for this week's games. We make an outlandish prediction for that week, something that almost definitely will not happen, but could. Each week, we both put up $5. If no one hits, the money rolls over to the next week. And eventually, by the time someone's weird prediction comes true, they might win a good chunk of change. Neither of our bets cashed last week, so the bet pool for this week is now $80. Travis is gone, and Vince is here, which means, like Jeff Talk, the heel of the foot before him, he can swoop in, make a bet, and take Travis's winnings, potentially, on this segment. That's a rule that I just made up that Travis can't contest because he's not here. So, Vince, do you have a bet for this week?
I do have a bet. I have a bet, and I'm new to this, so hopefully I'm doing this right. But my bet is going to be
you should bet carefully, because it would be honestly amazing if you're the second person to just happen to come in and take and win and take Travis's money.
Yeah, so this is like soccer outlandish, although I think it could happen. Denny Bwanga to score a perfect hat trick.
A perfect hat trick.
Perfect hat
trick. I don't know what a perfect hat trick is.
Right. Everyone's being like, anytime Denny Bwanga scores, it is a perfect hat trick.
It is a perfect,
which
yes,
is fair.
It's fair.
But this is where the specificity comes in, and this is where maybe it makes my bet a little harder. Perfect hat trick is a right-footed goal, a left-footed goal, and a header. It doesn't necessarily be in that order, but I'm going out on a limb here. He's going to score 3 goals, which he's done a lot. So that's not where the limb is, but he has to do it right-footed, left-footed, header. I don't know which will be, because he doesn't score a ton left-footed, so I don't know which one that's will be tough. More difficult, the left footer or the header, but
God,
that's what I'm
this.
Going with.
This is such a good bet. Is this the closest thing soccer has to like hitting for the cycle in baseball?
Yeah, kind of. And there's no real like Gordie Howe hat trick of like goal, assist, and a fight. I guess you could get a goal, assist, and a red card, which plenty of players I'm sure have done.
That'd be cool. Okay. We'll save that for another bet. That's a great bet. Okay. My bet, I hadn't had a chance to do this. I can't remember why I didn't get a chance to make this bet before, but this was a listener submitted Bet It and Forget It from back on the League's Cup. Michael Gutierrez submitted, I think during a live stream, a great Bet It and Forget It, and I wrote it down. I'm going to use it for this one, which is that at the time, he said, we will score more goals than Monterrey has sponsors on their jersey. So for this one, it will be, we will score more goals than Tigres has sponsors on their jersey. I haven't done the homework of looking up how many sponsors are
on. I'm going to guess it has to be at least 4, probably more though.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like that many sponsors to have, so it's probably more.
Because they at least have a
that's pretty outlandish.
And I know they at least have one on the back, and they probably have one on each sleeve. So that's already 4. They might have 2 on the front. They might even have a short sponsor.
Oh my God.
We might be talking 6 goals.
All right, I'm pulling it up. I'm looking at this now. This is just the shirt. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9? Let's keep it to just the shirt.
Okay.
We're not going to go shorts.
That's fair.
It's 9. Is it 9? Because there's 2 on the sleeve. That's insane.
I'm not even mad.
I will say they do a great job of making them blend into the jersey. The jersey's great.
You know, we will play them on Wednesday and we want to beat them, but I will say Tigres kits, year in and year out, some of the best regardless of the amount of sponsors they put on it. And if somebody from Tigris wants to send me a kit, I will take it. I will not wear it on Wednesday.
Did you see the leak of someone posted a somewhere in Portland at a store? They saw what they think might be a leaked, at least candidate for LAFC's next year kit, or just the top, the jersey.
Which by the way, what a story. You found it at a store. Someone clearly broke into Adidas.
Oh, I hadn't even considered that.
Yeah, come on.
I hadn't even considered that.
You think a kit that does like that no one even knows exists is just like, oh, I guess I could buy this.
Wow. I thought you just happened upon it and was like, well, the Adidas headquarters is near here. This might be real.
When I think specifically they said thrift store, which kind of like,
yeah,
hold on.
You think it fell off a truck?
Yeah, something's
up. You think it, quote, fell off a truck?
This is some kind of like ploy.
Interesting. Oh, maybe they're leaking it to get
ahead of it,
to see if we like it.
And well,
and then if we don't like it, maybe they'll get rid of it.
Hey, I've always said it's not a bad thing, because look, every year a jersey comes out, and every year people are like, "I hate that. I'll never wear it." And then slowly they warm up to it.
Slowly it grows.
And it's so funny because teams fight tooth and nail to not have leaks, and I'm like, maybe leaks not such a bad thing.
Maybe leaks not so bad. I will say, the smokescreen kit has grown on me over the course of the season. Not to the point where I want one, but
I have
one. It's come a long way for sure.
I have one. I enjoy wearing it. I will say, not only has the design grown on me, but what I like best about it is just the fit and the material is probably the best Adidas shirt that I have. So they're doing that very well, at least. The material I feel like is good stuff. So I would assume that this jersey, whether real or not, is going to have good material.
It had a lot of details on it. It had a lot of like what seems like what you put on a jersey if it's real.
Yeah, it just.
But also the design is shit. Yes. It's real bad.
They're
like
up
a weird
it.
Pinstripe one, looking thing.
The one that they're wearing
with
now.
Also, the stripes on the shoulders are really rough.
It's stripes on stripes. They're up against it too, because the one that they're wearing now is the best kit they've ever had.
I just want them to keep that. Why can't they just keep it?
Well, we can just not buy it, and you and I can always wear those kits from now until eternity.
It's true. But if you have a job interview, maybe put on the pinstripe kit.
Just don't put on a pinstripe.
It's a little more formal.
Just make sure you wear a solid tie with it, because you don't want to clash.
That's true. You got to make sure you have a solid tie with that one. All right. I think that's our show. Just a reminder, we'll be streaming our post-game call-in show 10 minutes after the final whistle of both matches on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/@happyfootsadfoot. There's a link in the show notes. Talk to us in the chat. We'll post a link to join us on live on the air as well, and you can join us on the show. Our theme music is done by the insane team of James Valentine, Nate Walcott, and Louis Palmer. Along with YouTube, you can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and maybe Facebook and or Threads. And if you made it this far into the episode, chances are you are enjoying the show. And if that's true and you want to show your support, please consider becoming a friend of the foot for $5 a month at patreon.com/happyfootsadfoot. Or pick up some Half-House Afo-inspired merch by going to happyfootsadfootpod.com. Any support really goes a long way to keeping the show growing and the community growing. Thank you again. We'll see you at BMO, baby. I love you. Bye.
I love you. Bye.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.